number one. Now I'm not a jump.
How do you jump to another plane?
Yeah.
So I'm talking about physical experience, not astral projection.
What he's going to tell you is how he does it in his physical meat sack body.
Symbols will show up in my dreams, and then I keep track of these symbols because the dreams are basically tunnels, because non-physical is the same in every world. So the symbols are passed from one physical plane to another, and I'm talking physical experience. They pass through the dreams, and then I notice the symbols as I'm walking around during the day. I'll see patterns, and I'll say, oh, there's that one I saw in my dream, and I note it. And then when the symbols show up, other symbols show up, I start to give them my undivided attention. I don't go looking for them. I just notice them when they show up. And when it comes into the field of my gaze, I give it my undivided attention. And then what happens is, from the peripheral vision of my field of my gaze, the outermost vision, I'll start to see things show up that I wouldn't have noticed if I was not paying attention to the symbol. The symbol does something to my perception. It's like a key. It unlocks my peripheral vision, and then the periphery of what I see changes to a different field of experience.
There you go. Now that's how it works. Thank you, number one. You got it together, and you're able to even convey it.
You might think that other people around you are going to change. Well, interesting things that happen with respect to that. When I go into another world, where let's say I know Frank and Jim here, in this world. When I go into the other world, I'll start to notice people who look a lot like them, but they don't recognize me. And it's not them, but it is them. They are there because it's parallel. There's a lot of parallels.
Everything has duality. Don't allow that anomaly to confuse you. If you understand that, then all of a sudden it's no big deal. And then if your soulmate doesn't recognize you in a different world, be easy with it. Okay, it's not a problem.
We're talking about using symbols to unlock travel to different planes. How do I enhance my knowing of which plane each symbol represents?
Okay, we're going to tell you, but it's large. You need to picture a base of a clock. I'm not giving you all of it, but I'll give you some of it. You look at a circle like a face of a clock, if that's what you can embrace, okay? And each number on the base of the clock represents a slot. You run those symbols, you have many that you've been given, and you put them in order. Every how you got them, put them in order. But you're going to find there's 13 slots rather than 12. And that 13th moves you to the next layer or tier that would create a helix. Then you start stacking them. And then what you're going to find, there's another dynamic that goes on the inside of this circle. Ezekiel called it a wheel and a wheel. That's what he was talking about, too. A wheel and a wheel. These symbols are lined up. And these symbols that come forth activate your portals. But you already know all that. So what you're asking is, if you start looking at the top, bottom, because when you start going to a different plane, you may find yourself upside down. Because you're getting the mirror image as you look at the clock, base, or circle. What you'll notice is that these symbols, it's not going. You can go anywhere you want to go. You already do that and you know that. But if you look at the symbols, when you go, that will give you the key of how to get back. You want to know where you're going so you can get back.
While I'm there, I'll know where I came from.
Because you look at the symbols that you affix in a circular motion, and then when you get there, you look and you say, that's interesting, it's turn. The 13 o'clock is at 6 o'clock, or it's at 9 o'clock. And we're using that because of the bases on the circle, okay? We're not using a clock, we're using the placeholder.
Right, graduating
okay.
Placeholder.
Yes, and so therefore when you notice that, then you'll know that that placeholder, that's how you get back to where you were. And after a little practice, you'll start getting good with it. You won't even have to think about it. You'll just notice it. And boom, there you go. Because don't you find it odd the way the symbols all found you? you. You didn't find any of them. They found you.
Yeah, I don't remember asking to subscribe to them in the beginning.
That's exactly correct. Now, you can blame your non-physical for it, but you were there, so your is provided the opportunity, and you went with it. You didn't have any rules regarding it. And your only calamity is that your hands and your feet get a little bit cold. And you know what to do about that. So now it's all perfect. All perfect.